This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We thank God for another time to be here after BCon. I hope we've been blessed. One of the things that BCon came with was dealing with bodies, right? And was also a whole lot of healing that the great physician brought. He also brought babies. And I just want to drop this. Just like, you know, what you pick after BCon, that you actually had a word spoken which you received on your healing. Don't expect that you may immediately begin to see some performance. Now, you may see performance immediately. Some people did, but there may be contradiction of the word that was given to you. I just want to put it there that you hold your ground. What did I say?
Hold your ground.
Worry about the hold your side way. You see, the great physician that spoke and gave that word and brought the healing, he did not give it for the word to come back to him void. He gave it so that there can be a performance. So I'm saying you might have received healing in your body. You might have received healing of some things. I'm saying if you see contradiction, it does not mean that you are not healed. For those who are trusting God for fruit of the womb, if you see your period, does not mean you have not received your baby. They called you Onwara, Mama Onwara, Baba Onwara. It's just good housekeeping rules that you just pocket. You hold it until there's a performance. It's not now. That word that was released is not when it is done. It's done. I just want to put that there. So put that at the residue, because the adversary is a master of concocting contradiction. You know, and one thing about contradiction is you're resolute and to believe he that has spoken. You know, when you talked about that demon-possessed man of Gadara, you know, one of the things that brought that demon possession, Gadara is an unclean region. Daddy once thought that it was a region that was created by Jewish people, community, because keeping of pigs is not part of the religious or even the life culture of an Israeli. So, you know, I'm just trying to say that the world where that man found himself brought those spirits upon him. Just like this world, God's servant was talking about that sin came, you know, not only into man, sin came into the world of man. So whether you confess or you don't confess, there are spirits, fallen spirits, that are walking on your inside and they are slowly walking on the outward. So one of the things BCon came to herald, and God's servant said it on the very first day. He shouted it. He said, BCon 2026 is an announcement of the ministry of Jesus. And you know, I don't know the kind of high that you left BCon in, but there's an high you must have left BCon where the judgment of Jesus again. He said it was announcing the ministry of Jesus. And you know, in my mind, I wasn't supposed to say the full ministry of Jesus, because there's a ministry of Jesus we have known. But there's another ministry of Jesus that they don't just want to announce it, they want to bring it. So when God's servant was teaching this morning, he was teaching about what happened to our spirit, soul, and body. You know, and one thing that came so sure, Jesus is the solution to what happened to our spirit, soul, and body. Yes, and you must know it. And that one is on a period, bam, that Jesus is the solution to everything that has assailed man. The Bible says Jesus is the remedy to solve all the things the adversary has sent to man. You know, Jesus was built to deal with what happened to man and the world. There's a way we must see Jesus again. There's a way you see Jesus, so, you know, there's a way we have seen our Lord Jesus, but there's another way God wants to elevate our judgment of him. You know, some of us have limited Jesus to only our spirits. Some of us have limited our Lord Jesus to only walking on our body. Some of us have limited, you know, but God wants us to be entire. He wants us to be whole, to have everything that he has to. 1 John 2:20. It says, for he is the propitiation of our sin. And not only for us, but also for the sins of what? Can you see? For you and the world. When they say something is propitiation, propitiation is not just a remedy. Propitiation doesn't just remedy a solution. Propitiation also put a stop to. Propitiation also, it doesn't just address the issue. Propitiation makes you, gives you another life. So is a propitiation? No. They say the atoning sacrifice that holds back the wrath of God that would otherwise be directed to us because of our sinful nature, our worldliness, our lifestyle, and not for ours alone, but also for the what? The sins of all believers throughout what? The whole world. So you can understand John 3:15-16. He said, for God so what? Loved the whole world that he gave what? His only begotten son, that whosoever what? Believeth in him should not what? Perish, but have what?
Everlasting life.
17. He now says, for God sent not his son into the world to do what? But that the world through him might be what? So our Lord Jesus came to deliver man from perishing. Can you see that this scripture is for you? And the first process of deliverance from perishing is belief. So this John 3:16 is for the sin, but it's for, most importantly, is something I must know. That I am so loved that the Son was given to me. And you know, one of the things that Beacon explained, and even God's servant explained, is the fact that there is a sending of Jesus again to us. There are times, there are seasons, he was talking about it, there are times and there are seasons. He said the times of refreshing, that they must keep sending him. You know, before the appearance of Jesus, there must be a revelation of Jesus. You know, when he was talking about the nature, he said, one of the things sin did, sin works in us by laws. And you see that laws, Satan is under our feet. But yet, he exerts so much over us. Sin is very high. I believe we all know that sin was not found in man. It was found in where? He's a being. He's a life. It was found even in a being. I'm sure that, I think one minister said that Satan himself did not know that some trafficking can manufacture that life, that law and nature in him. He did not know. And then, you know, he's so high, but you see, when we talk about the law, everything that governs the realm of the visible and invisible is laws. So sin working by laws is an eye wisdom of Satan. Sin is not standing. That's why it is not what you do. It is a life that he has given. But you know, in the midst of all of that highness, you know, one thing we are sure of is that our Lord Jesus, you know, when God's servant was talking about the issue of nature, that what makes sin more powerful is that he also exerts nature. But there's also another nature God wants to write on us through the process of law, nature, and life. He wants to, because that's why you say, how come this one doesn't go? It did not go. You know, the issue of death in our soul is not once. It's a gradual process. You did a lot of obediences to build nature. Therefore, you must do obediences to do what? To also have another nature. So when we read 2 Peter 1:4, it says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have what? Obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the what? Knowledge of our God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. According as his what? Divine power are given unto us what? All things that pertain unto what? Life and godliness through what? The knowledge of him, and had called us to glory and virtue. We are given unto exceeding greatness and precious promises. That precious promises can be precious riches. That by this ye may be what? Partakers of what? Divine nature, having escaped what? True lust. So one of the things that will deliver us from nature is those riches that God's servant began to say. Is those riches. Riches of mercy. Riches of grace. You know, is those riches. Riches of his wisdom. You know, is those riches. And because one of those things the riches have to do for us, our state. I'm sure many of us, that widow of Gadara, you can't picture yourself, I'm not possessed. We are possessed. You know, that can 2000. It is 2000 when anger is your second nature. You know, when you still deal with some filthiness, you should know his possession. You know, we just say, believer ought not to possess. But you must understand the light at which that was being operated. He said, exceeding greatness of... But you see, the way out of this, and that thing was emphasized, that you cannot come to the place where you get forgiveness of sin, you know, without eyes being open. Matthew 13. There's a process that brings us from forgiveness from sin. Until our eyes is open, we cannot turn. Now, one of the things our adversary did was not only to kill our spirit, the adversary kept us in a state of stupor. Because let me tell you, the vehicle of sin is will. You know, it kept us where our will has allegiance to another will. And it causes it on a journey. On a journey of what? Self-destruction. So you shouldn't be dilly-dallying that when it comes to salvation, God wants to save you spirit, soul, and body. Full stop. You are not in a church where we are only talking about saving you so that you can go to heaven. We are in a church where we are teaching you so that you don't only go to heaven. You come to riches of his inheritance. You partake of nature. We are not teaching you in church to take you to heaven, but to take you to the world to come. And but you said that world to come, there are properties that you must inherit to be a member, a candidate of that world. So the process of doing that, the very first process is forgiveness of sins. You have been taught that the message of forgiveness of sin, it is not to a dead man. You don't preach forgiveness of sin to an unbeliever. The preaching of forgiveness of sin is to believers. Let's read Acts 26. It says to open their eyes and to turn them from what? Darkness to light, and from the power of what? Satan unto what? God. That they may what? Receive forgiveness of what? Sins and inheritance among them which are what? Sanctified by faith that is in him. To open eyes, to turn. You see, when eyes are open, you have the grace and ability to turn. You turn from darkness to light and from power. Because you see, until there is turning, there is no forgiveness of sin. Now, when you say it's a word sin, it's nature. When you say sin, just see it as a life. When they say forgiveness of sin, say forgiveness and a turning from another life to another life. And the process of receiving that forgiveness, Matthew 13 was clear. When he was talking, you know, all of these things were said during Beacon. Because you know that our healing is tied to salvation. Jeremiah 1:17. That save us, heal us, and we shall what? We shall be saved. You know, but Matthew 13:14 says, and in them is the prophecy fulfilled of Isaiah that said, by hearing you shall what? Hear. And shall not what? Seeing you shall see, and you shall not what? Perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their heads are dull of what? Hearing. And their eyes have been what? Closed. Lest at any time they shall see with their what? Eyes, and hear with their ears, that they should understand with their hearts, and be what? And I should what? And then the next one should be, I should save them. If you join that Jeremiah 1:17 about hearing, because it is in hearing that understanding will come to you, that you will have eyes to see, enlightenment to begin to turn and be converted and begin to start on that journey. So now that takes me to Luke chapter 5. Now you see this parable. When the theme of the great physician happened, I started reading all the miracle of Jesus in healing. I went through all the indexes of physician. It's not every physician that gives you life. There's some physician, they are master of keeping deaths. When they looked at the physician that Joseph had when his father died, he said, we called all his physicians to keep debts. You know, they said, there are doctors and there are doctors. There are some pastors, how they know is to keep your debts. Yes. It's not every physician. Physicians are supposed to give you remedy. They're supposed to cure. But there are some physicians, they don't cure debts. They help you arrange debts and dress debts. Say, commanded the servant to embalm his father. The physician embalm his... So, physician, do you know how to embalm debts? Keep debts. You know, embalm debts. Let's keep it. Let's keep it running. So, they are physicians, but the great physician. You know, we are told that there's a great physician and he works with physicians. So, you know, when we say church is an hospital, as you see also, if they can open our eyes, some of us, we have IV. Yeah, some of us, in fact, they've intubated you. You are breathing through a machine. And that's why you should never come to church and say, this church, they don't love. We are all sick. Nobody is perfect, including me, chief of sick people. I don't even know what is joined to me here. But I'm saying that It is a good thing. And you know, what makes you well is that you take your medication. So, this man, Luke chapter 5, because I was just looking at this parable of this man. I was just looking at the healing of this man. Luke chapter 5, from 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and did what? Prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was doing what?
Teaching.
The great physician was doing what?
Teaching.
You see, that knowledge that takes you, that the great physician always say, just be healed. Healing is in teaching. Excuse me, my brothers and sisters. When you come and you are being taught, they are healing you. He was teaching. You know, many of us, until we go to miracle service and join online prayer, that they are praying fire and there's prayer altar, you don't believe that healing has come to you. You mean you may have gone to convention and with all of the prayer and the move, you might still feel that, they did not still do miracle because they didn't call people out. People were not laid hands on. You know, you see, that means you know that you are sick. You are a candidate of hospital. You are part of who they want to heal. He said, and he did what? He was teaching. And he went, look at who were there, Pharisees and doctors, other physicians of the law. That's why I say doctors of the law, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and what? It was a full house. Full house. And what did they say? The power was there to do what? In teaching ministry. Please, God's people, you need to be attentive to every meeting. Church meeting or discipleship meeting, whether online or on site, whatever, pay attention. Anytime the word is being said, there is a power that is available to heal you. We know we do meetings, some of us are in the office. Imagine as you are listening, there's a ministration of power of healing that comes. And you see that thing that has held you bound with having issues with your bosses, you just have a judgment of how to, that is healing. And behold, men brought in a bed. What they brought in was a bed. Brought in a bed, a man, which was taken with what? Palsy. Now, doctors in the house, what is palsy? Palsy is loss of muscle. It can be total palsy. It can be total palsy. It can be weakness. It can be lack of control. And what causes that is that there's a damage or a swelling to your central nervous system. So therefore, the body doesn't respond to the central nervous system. All of us have done biology if you go to secondary school. Central nervous system is made up of what? Basically, your brain and your spinal cord. If something happens to your central nervous system, there's something wrong with you. And what does the central nervous system does? It takes information from the body. Only God knows what the body is. Maybe it's the body. It takes information from the body. It takes data from the body, processes it and churns it out what? To the body. Now, when they say you have palsy, it means that there's a break for that information to get to you. So what happened is that you cannot respond. You cannot move. You don't understand. That is what sin does. One of the things that causes palsy is viral disease. Sin is a virus that invaded the world of man, invaded man and the world of man. Another thing that can cause palsy is trauma. Say trauma.
Trauma.
Sin traumatized man. Because what causes palsy again is when blood is not flowing, whether blood or oxygen is not flowing. So some of us, life that is in our spirit is not flowing. You have palsy. I want us this morning to see ourselves as that man on that bed. Or maybe you have underlying condition. You know, they say diabetes or BP, they can cause palsy. Some of us, we have taken too much sugar, too much soft life, too much worry has captured you. You're on that bed. It is sin. Now, you see what was amazing? You see, they sought means to bring him in, but they lay him. So, firstly, it is good to appreciate something. You see why you must company with correct people. It was men that brought this man. They knew that this man, what he needed was a great physician. They brought him to Jesus. They could not pass through the door. You see, there's a desperation that God expects me and you to have when it comes to natures in us. Many of us are not desperate enough. When it comes to nature. And then, you know, they went through the roof and let it through the tiling, and Jesus was teaching. And what did Jesus see? He saw their faith. God's people, your faith must be visible in this season. You see, if you want the great physician to do, so when they talk about faith, ability to hold substances of that which is unseen, God's people, it is the beginning point. Faith is the beginning point of conversion and forgiveness of sins. And he said, man, thy sins are forgiven. So I had to go back to look at, I think is it Mark edition? He says, son. The question is, when this man came, what did he come for? I think that man, between him and Jesus, knew his issue was not healing. That man knew it was not healing he came for. Mark called him son. So he was a son. You may be a son and palsy has grabbed you. You cannot walk. When the life that Jesus has done everything for me, that everything he has done, he has not flown to your spirit. So you understand when Paul said, that which I want to do, I found unable to do. There was a law called palsy that was holding this man. That was holding him bound. When instructions come, he could not what? He could not obey. He could not respond. One thing sin does, that sin takes every response away from you. You see why you should not continue with sin? Because sin has wage, it's called death. You see, sin tampers with your response, but death separates you finally. Sin is ability not to respond to God. He said, son, thy sin. This man knew what was happening here. This transaction was a transaction that happens with a believer. Go back to Luke. And the scribes and Pharisees, they said, they began to reason. They were reasoning in their heart. They didn't speak it out. They said they began to reason, saying, who is this? Which speaketh what? You see, that's why when people say, what is salvation of his soul? They cannot reason it. Men cannot reason that a man can be perfect. Men cannot reason that a man can be whole, entire. Men, they can't reason. So when people say, what is salvation of his soul? Faith is faith. Just know that they did it for Jesus. In the day Jesus was establishing this, you know, it came off. So he said, perceive their thoughts. They not talk more. You know when you say blasphemy, is in the region of thoughts. And then he said unto him, what reason is whether is easier? He now asked them a question. Which is easier? Thy sins be what? Forgiving thee, or to say what? He said, let's rise up and walk. I went to look at the healing of John chapter 5 of the paralyzed man, 38 years, by the pool of Bethesda. What Jesus told him was rise up and walk. So what Jesus performed there was an outward miracle. Because there's a difference between rise up and arise. Yes. There's a difference. When I say rise up is physical. But when I say arise, I'm saying come to life. I'm saying awake. He said, rise up, take up. Now, see what Jesus now said. No, let's go back to that Luke. I was just referencing that. To see that what Jesus was addressing in this Luke chapter 5, it was a lot. He now says, which is easier to say, you know? But he said that the Son of Man, at what? On earth, to do what? So you see that forgiveness of sin is still earthly self. So when they're telling you, his Son, the man that stand in the earth, is still earthly. Forgiving our sin is the beginning work of what they want to do to us. Because it's not the riches. This is not the full riches. It's still earthly. He said that has the power to do what? Forgive what? Sin. He now said unto the sick. Sick of what? Are some of us sick here? Are you sick of sin and death? Or like Pastor said, you are enjoying it. Are you sick of? He said, I say unto thee, arise and take up what? And do what? There are three instructions. Jesus said that was his medication. You know, when they say take your drugs. You know, I began to wonder that the first time Jesus told him, arise. And he didn't tell him, arise, say, son, your sins are forgiven. What was he doing? Did you think what the man was doing? He didn't arise. He just told him, your sins are forgiven. I believe that there was a transaction that was taking place with that man. And yet he still stayed because he knows that there's still another word that must come. There's a word of understanding. Because I believe that an understanding came to him that what is wrong with you is actually the issue. Enlightenment is that thing Jesus said, forgiveness of sin was an enlightenment. So when he now came to arise, now this arise, I have to go and pause. When they say arise, arise, it means to awake. So you understand, awake all ye that what? Sleepeth, and who shall shine on you? He said, arouse from death, recall from death to life. These are translation of strong and tears. What he means, that word is said in arise. He said, come back to life. He said, raise up. It means to cause to appear. It means to cause to produce. You know, arise, it was an instruction. And let me tell you, that arise was a commandment. If Jesus told him, arise, and he did not arise, he will remain on that palsy. Because they don't just want to forgive us, since they want us to arise. And they want us to arise. He said, arise and take up. You see, this couch. This couch was, I slept with, what is this couch? This couch, they joined the man with couch. Oh. Some translation called it his bed. He looked like the man and him, because that was even what they let down with him, as if the bed ain't gonna be the big deal. That's what I saw. I was asking the Lord, what is this couch? What is this couch? He said the couch was his will. That's what the Spirit of God bred upon me this morning. He said your will is a vehicle that Satan has taken hold of to run his will. What affected the fallen cherub was his will. I will arise. I will. I will. You see, many of us, we don't have any will. Forget this thing that I will. I'm an atheist. You are just talking because your will is conquered under the law of palsy. The only thing that we could do was just to carry him. He cannot respond to God. That will cannot respond to initiation of walking. He said that couch. He said that couch is will. And then the Lord began to say, you know, many times I will whisper instruction to you, and then you will tell me, yes, Lord, I will do it. And then you'll find out that you are not doing it. You just find out that you are trying. He said, it is your will. He said, one of the things a great physician wants to deal with is your will. What is this will? Will. You see, will. Sin hides in will. Because will is the house. The house is how you think. Your life. You know, will is your life. You know, when they say when a man's will is conquered, they've conquered a man. He said, take up their couch and do what? Go. What does that go mean? Go means go and become. Go means go and continue your journey. I'm telling you, that is the strong translation. It means take a journey. It means pursue a journey. It means pursue that which has been prepared for you. That's what Jesus said. He said, arise and take up your couch and do what? Go. Because people, there's a call and there's a journey ahead of us. Now, what busted my mind was this house. Go to thy own house. I was not like, what is going to thy house? You are forgiving, so you're not saying go. You are telling me to carry, and you are telling me to go. He didn't tell the man he raised by the pool of Bethsaida this. That house is that. You see that your couch must come into the house that you are. You know, you are supposed to be in the house of God. That will must be subjected to him that owns that house. That will, you must, you know, he said, take up thy couch. He didn't tell him to leave his couch. You know, when you go to our crusade, they drop crutches and all. He's carried that couch. That means that couch is actually, you know, it is part of him. That couch is necessary and part of him. He said, go into thy house. Because you see, that house, we must become an habitation from the Most High God. That house must be able to respond in the habitation of the Most High God. You must arise. You must take up thy couch. That taking up means you cross that couch. You begin to, through commandments, that will we need begin to bend to him who has that. He said, go to that. He said, your house also can be your place of worship. You see, because it's all of these things. It can be in the assembly. Your house can be your household. He said, go to thy house. It means the performance of this thing is in the house. The way the essence of forgiveness of your sin is to end up in thy house. The essence of why I say I have the power to forgive is to end up in thy house. And that house is entire. House is totality. So God's people, I believe that God wants to visit us in this day. God wants us to rise up from every spirit and law of palsy that have held us. And you should stop enjoying it. There are many lessons to learn from every miracle of Jesus. You see, in the light of what has come to us, with the eyes of who this great physician from heaven is, you begin to see that Jesus means business with us. And I believe the medication he has given us, your tablets, is arise. You know, some people like sickness. Some people like to be sick. You know, some people, have you not seen some people that back then in secondary school, we have people who say, oh, I'm asthmatic, and they will hold an inhaler. Oh, I'm suffering, you know. Oh, man, some people have said maybe they are trying to avoid punishment from a senior, you know. I'm this. Wives, some wives like it. You like claiming it so that you can just get compassion. Say, I'm feeling like this, I'm feeling like that. So, you see, the Lord Jesus is telling us that this is not this decision to arise, to be on your palsy bed. The great physician has come from heaven and he expects us to arise. He expects you to awake. He expects you. You see, that awakening is response. I say response is not so far-fetched. Response is in many, many little things he will give to you. Response is in showing up for meetings. Response can be as little as having notepad and all that. That can be a response. It can be in little. I have a book of instruction. As meeting was going on, all my own personal instruction, I was just typing instruction to this. This is how you support. Because one of the things that meeting did was to give me highs. I began to see that, more sick again. I am very, very sick. And they begin to give me my medication. This one, take 3 times a day. This one, 1 time a day. This one, you need maybe dialysis. This one, you need this, you need that. Medication. You know, so when some instructions come, many of us are not quick to catch it. Not quick to catch it is that you are not catching your medication. One man of God has once said that, you see, many people are sick in church, but a lot of people are not taking their drugs. Many people, you know, have you seen people who go to the hospital that when they give them drugs, they put it in dustbin? They put it in dustbin. I don't know what you are doing. You say children, they will give them, you know, drugs and they won't want to take. I always say, my children take drugs. If you will not take drugs, you will not be sick. So when they give you drugs, you open your mouth and you take it. And I'm not joking. You say, he doesn't like it, it's bitter. You throw it up. Excuse me. Okay, if you have ever done IVG as a mother, if you have ever gone through anything with your child in the hospital, no child will be dictating his medication. When they give you, you say, hey, don't, you will take it. Oh, my mule and cunning. Yes. That's the unwritten law in our house. If you are sick, you take your drug. That's all. Open your mouth. Take it. So I'm saying that God wants us to take our medication. Hey, Logunyi, tell your brother, take your drug. We have been shouting, household, 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 sure, sure. Yet, you have not taken your drug. Eh? Your arise are my sin. Your take up, your my sin. All your my sin. You have not been taking it. The great physician has come, Abby. 1 John 5:20 said the Son of God has come. Let's read it. And we know that the Son of God is what? He's come. And he has given us what? An understanding. That we may know him that is what? True. And that we are in him that is true. Even what? His Son, Jesus Christ. And this is the true God and eternal life. He has come, oh. He has come. The great physician is not coming again. He has come. But the things he has said, what are you doing about it? Listen again, my sin. You have finished Bitcoin. You have not gone to review. Listen to message again. Your notes. Some of us, you served. See, if you served in Bitcoin, you only did matter. It's not every service that translates to you partaking. Ben, you, thank you for serving the brethren. If you think that will be an option for you not listening, you are not taking your drugs. And if why, the only time you listen to message again is because you want to review. Oh, Logwe. Tell your brethren, take your drugs. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.